Caspar Candlewax in the Claws of Crime by Ivan Brett. Read by David Thorpe. Prologue. Deep in the English countryside, in the peaceful valley of the River Cobb, lies a little village called Corn on the Cobb. At first sight, its pretty thatched cottages, winding lanes and quaint little cobbled square are no different from any other. But there's something different about Corn on the Cobb. Something so wonderfully, uniquely different that someone should write a book about it. You see, Corn on the Cobb is packed full of idiots. The residents of Corn on the Cobb would lose out in an IQ test against a mouldy peanut. They struggle to count to two. They howl at the moon. Some of them have their names and addresses tattooed on their foreheads in case they wander off and need driving home. There are idiots in every home. Idiots roaming the streets, and an idiot pulling pints at the local pub. Corn on the Cobb is so full of idiots that the government has declared it an area of outstanding natural stupidity and stopped sending it money or biscuits. However, this story isn't just about idiots. It's also about bejeweled swords and cat burglars and boiled eggs and a boy who lives amongst the idiots but forgot to be an idiot himself. But we'll get to him. He's in bed at the moment. Chapter 1. Thief in the Night. Midnight. Time for lunch. In a dusty candlelit room with a sagging ceiling, a wrinkled old woman reached into her plastic bag and pulled out something squidgy wrapped in newspaper. She wore a duffel coat with a woolly tea cosy on her head and thick red lipstick plastered.